So this next segment I'm going to talk about is all about creativity. So whether you accept it or not, you are creative. You might not realize it yet or believe it, but the fact is everybody has creativity. It's just a matter of finding it and basically activating it. Now think about it this way. If you are someone who just does not think you're creative, you already don't believe that you're creative. So how do you think you're ever going to find your creativity if you don't even believe it? So the first step is realize that you are creative. I mean, everybody is. It's just a matter of using it or not and training it. So creativity is more like a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it gets, the bigger it gets. So in the flipping business, the way to develop creativity is a few ways. So number one is you need action. You obviously need to be flipping things and actually doing it in order to be able to see how you can use creativity. And basically the first thing is just action. And the second thing is thinking. So the more you think about things, the more creativity you can, I guess, basically like summon. So if I see maybe like a deal, basically as you go through hundreds and hundreds of deals, you're going to start being able to put different pieces together. Because you're going to get, well, the first thing is after a while, you're going to start being able to think quicker because you're training your mind to basically go through the motions so many times that it's as if you're not even consciously doing it. So the thing is with time, after, you know, flipping a ton of things, you're going to be thinking more and more and more. So you're constantly thinking, you're constantly moving, you're constantly taking action. Your brain is going to start figuring out different ways to do, to accomplish different results. So basically every day is new territory. Your brain neurons are going to be firing along virgin ground as well. You'll start to feel this energy. So when something like that happens, you develop a bunch of new like superpowers, I guess you can call it. So these superpowers you're going to develop is you're going to be able to see opportunity much quicker. You know, opportunity that your average Joe would not be able to see. But not just that, you're going to be able to get super creative and see even a deeper level of opportunity. So you're going to maybe see, you know, different deals. You're going to start being able to put different pieces together to find a specific solution or accomplish a certain goal. Whether that means, for example, let's say, I'm trying to think of just like a simple, straightforward example. So let's pretend the Trek bicycle brand is basically like the Lamborghini of cars. It's, high quality bikes. They're the number one, bike manufacturer company, and they just produce premium bikes. So these Trek bikes, they're usually several hundred to several thousand dollars. The other day I was at a bike store, getting a bike tire pump, and I saw this Trek bike. I freaking look at the tag and it was $3,999. And I touch it and I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't see what was so special about it. I'm sure, there's, I guess, justified reasons that they price them that high. But anyway, long story short, let's say that you go to a thrift store or a garage sale and you see a Trek bike posted for $50. So you look at it and you're like, why is it so low? So you click on the link and you're like, you see that, oh, it's missing, the back tire and the front brakes are completely shot. So let's say the seller or the store just decided, okay, we don't want to deal with this problem. We're going to just heavily discount the item and post it for sale. So it just posted 10 minutes ago. You come across it. You're like, oh my God, $50 for this Trek bike. You see the model name, you Google it and you see that this bike new would retail for $800. So if you were to go and get this bike brand new, you'd have to pay $800 to get it. So here you see one that's in fair condition for $50, seeing that, you know, like it needs just the back wheel and front brakes. You might start, you know, well, if it were me, I would as quick as I can research and find out how much it costs to fix those two things. I'd call a bike store up right away. There's a bike store 5 minutes from me, and I would tell them the situation, quickly ask them. In fact, in this specific scenario, I would trust that regardless, it's going to be a good deal anyway. So I would first buy the bike for $50 and then deal with the cost to repair it and whatnot afterward. But just an example. So let's say I call up the bike store right away and they're like, yeah, it's going to cost about, they run some numbers. It's going to cost $85 to completely get this bike to brand new. I'm like, okay, 50 is my initial investment for what I bought it for plus 85. That's $135. Now, would you buy an $800 Trek bike for $135? I mean, it's obvious. Of course you would. The profit margin is giant, and you can, after doing more research, you see that they're selling used for no lower than $625. So you're like, you're searching and searching, and you see the absolute lowest price for this Trek bike used is $625. So with that being said, if you wanted to even go out and sell it for $500 and have a quick sale, you can, that's a $365 profit cash. Completely, complete profit for you. Now, considering the fact that we didn't see any for any lower than $625, I mean, you'd probably be safe to post it for $625 or $600 or even $650. I always encourage you to be confident with your pricing when you price things, and, you know, be like courageous with your pricing. Don't be scared to price something high, because it's all a perception thing. People are going to pay you more. You know, ask and you shall receive. You just have to market it well, obviously, so that way you can demand a higher price. But anyway, so this Trek bike, I mean, that would be on a basic level of using creativity to make money or flip things. So monetizing your creativity. So, I mean, maybe the average person would see the Trek bike and they'd be like, oh shoot, I can't do that. Or they wouldn't see it as possible. They want a bike they can ride, and if they can't ride it right away, it's like they don't even think any further than that. They're just like, no, I'm good. It's broken. So, I mean, so creativity, the more deals you do, the more you just sit down and think about things, the more you'll start to uncover and strengthen your creativity. And, so once you start to realize, like, holy smokes, that was super creative what I just did. Like, I am proud of myself. That was insane. I basically did something that was like freaking impossible to most people. I made it happen. So once you start to realize that, it's like, yeah, I am a creative person. I've been using a lot, and I've, the way I see opportunity has changed and it's enhanced. So you're no longer like a regular flipper. You're like an advanced freaking from the future improved, flipper. So the more you do that, the more you'll feel it's like this asset of yours that you're investing in. And it's the asset of creativity. So the more you invest and develop your creativity, the more courage you're going to have to make even life decisions. Like, for example, if you wanted to quit your full-time job, or let's say you wanted to get up and move out of state without having to go through the hassle and unknown of searching for like a corporate job or something. What if you just said, okay, you know what? I want to get up. I want to move to California. I'm going to make it happen because I have this skill set of being able to produce income through flipping. And because I also have this other skill set of creativity, I'm confident enough in myself that if I were to just get up and move to California, I would make it. I would be completely fine. And I know things will work out because of this skill set and, how much I've invested in myself. Now, so that's why the Flipping Ninja Blueprint, basically everything I'm teaching you, goes beyond just making money through flipping. It changes who you are as a person. It gives you more confidence. And the majority of, you know, just average Joes who might work a corporate job or, you know, be too afraid. The reason they're afraid to make big decisions like that is simply because they don't have that confidence and skill set that you have, that you're going to continue to learn in order to make such an unconventional move like that. I mean, if you were to tell five of your friends or family members, hey, I'm going to get up and move to California, they're going to be like, oh, do you have a job lined up or what's your plan? And be like, no, I just, I know I'm going to make it because of the skill set I have of being able to flip things and produce things. They're going to be like, you know, complete with good intentions. They might say something like, oh, you know, maybe you should, think about things or, you know, just to stay secure, like have a backup job or something. Or maybe they'll be like, oh, that's crazy. What are you crazy? You're going to go out there and not be able to find a job. And the thing is, you guys have to learn to ignore that, because what you're doing, what we're doing, what I'm teaching you is not something conventional. It's not something that they're going to tell you in college. You know, basically you're building business and entrepreneurship skills and sales and marketing skills that will, first of all, make you, has the potential to make you even more valuable than maybe a college graduate or someone who's quote unquote educated the conventional way. So trust yourself with it.